Would you like for us to post information about your congregation on the Find a Church page of our website? We'll add your church when it becomes part of the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your church's mission or advertising budget. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 at issuesetc.org. Click support and publicize your congregation to the world.
Well, I almost forgot. We got Blog of the Week before we close out this first hour of Issues Etc. on this Friday afternoon. This is where Jeff and I both pick one blog post from this week that we think we want our listeners to see and read. And we have a lot to read. We generally keep our picks within a group of blogs that have the Issues Etc. widget. That means people go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support. At the bottom of the page, you're going to see something called a widget and a way to put it at your blog. If you blog, you probably know how to do this. And when you have the widget there, just a little way of showing that you appreciate and support Issues Etc., then let us know. Email us, talkback@issuesetc.org. And we'll start reading your blog and maybe pick it for Blog of the Week.
Mine's Baptismal Life, a blog post titled No Internet, TV, or Phone for a Week. It's by Pastor Brady Finnern. This past week, due to weird circumstances, we did not have our Time Warner bundle package. Ergo, no phone, internet, or TV. It was tough. I never realized how much we depended on these needed essentials for daily living. Whether it was calling family, keeping up to date in the world, or emailing for work, we felt like we were living in the Stone Age. We realized one of the biggest issues with modern technology, idolatry. There's a story from a pastor who told of a friend he had as a child that was Hindu. When he entered his friend's house, all seats faced their house god. He thought it was very weird that something would be that important to place all furniture toward it. Then he went home. As he looked at the layout of the family room and kitchen, all chairs faced the American house god, the TV. We spent some good time repenting over this god and realized how quickly it can interfere with family time, devotions, and even sleep. May we all repent and look to Christ. My pick for Blog of the Week, Baptismal Life by Pastor Brady Finnern.
And my pick comes from a blog that has recently returned. It had a little hiatus, and now it's returned to the blogosphere. Eschatology from Pastor Eschat. Where is Pastor Eschat again? He's out on the East
Coast. Virginia. Alexandria, Virginia.
Alexandria, Virginia. I believe he is Mark and Molly Hemingway's pastor, if I'm not mistaken. His blog, Eschatology, has recently returned. Good stuff, by the way. Short and sweet. He has Luther on How Our Stumblings Show Us the True Source of Our Holiness. And here's the quote from Luther. To be sure, the Holy Spirit sometimes lets his Christians fall, stumble, and sin. This is to forestall any complacency, as though we were holy of ourselves, and to teach us to know ourselves and the source of our holiness. Otherwise, we would become arrogant and overweening. Great insight from Luther, brought to us by Eschatology, my pick for Blog of the Week. I'll have both my pick and Jeff's pick under the Listen on Demand page at our website, issuesetc.org. In the second hour of the program, Frank Beckwith is going to join us. We're going to talk about President Obama's fundamental misunderstanding of the pro-life position. If you heard, well, the major speech that he made on this was probably last year at Notre Dame University when he received his honorary doctorate and was commencement speaker. And he seemed to understand the pro-lifers, but if you look at the details of what he had to say, the words he used, you quickly learn that our president doesn't quite understand why pro-lifers are against abortion. He thinks it's mostly a difference of opinion. And as we'll find out with Dr. Frank Beckwith after the break, it isn't just a difference of opinion. Colleen Carroll Campbell will be our guest. We'll talk about pro-life feminism and then Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week. We've got four soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. audio. And in about 25 minutes, it'll be your opportunity to listen and to vote. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, Twitter us at issuesetc, or leave your vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois. 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.